faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
The word the New York Times used this weekend to describe a Democrat phone call over redistricting was desperate. They were panicking because the Supreme Court of Virginia tossed out their map. Their only hope of grabbing back four congressional seats from Republicans. They're not desperate about the Virginia map. They're desperate about a number I've said to you many, many times. In fact, months ago, a number first reported this weekend by Fox News, The New York Times, and CNN. That number is 26, but then you know that number. I've been talking to you about it for months. My count, my estimate of how many seats that should have always belonged to Republicans as safe seats would be regained if a couple of things happened, and they happened. The Supreme Court ruling saying you can't use race to draw districts and take away voting power from traditionally Republican areas to give it to Democrats just because the people in question are black. That's 20 seats. And 19 to 20 seats is even what the Supreme Court has used, basically saying we should have already always had those. In fact, if we conducted elections the way we did up till 1986, since the country's founding, those 19 to 20 districts would be safely Republican. But notice the number they're using, 26, from Jake Tapper to the New York Times. Again, a number you're very familiar with if you listen to this podcast, because we're months ahead, or you listen to my show. The New York Times and CNN aren't really spelling out where those six seats are coming from. They were stolen from us in 2020 through census fraud. I've talked about it many times. Fraud, not in my opinion, but that the Census Bureau itself admitted in a statement that they released after the primaries were conducted in fraudulent districts. Basically, fraud that gave the Democrats 6 to 10 seats. They did it using an algorithm rather than counting actual voters the way the Constitution demands. And a Democrat wrote that algorithm. We spent years suing the Census Department over it, with them claiming privacy issues. Anyway, we finally got the algorithm. It's not only unconstitutional, it's totally unmathematically sound, and we had it tossed out. But the maps we have now still encompass it. So I find it funny that CNN and the New York Times are using the number 26 without telling Democrats where the six comes from. Basically, they're cooked. That's a 52-seat swing for anybody counting and paying attention. We should have every damn one of those seats right now, and Democrats know it. That's why they're throwing Hail Mary passes, trying to gain four seats here and there in Virginia. It won't work. But what's really dangerous is the lie they're telling now, that Republicans are using courts to steal seats, when what they did was use courts, liberal activist courts, for years to steal seats. That was just corrected by the Supreme Court. But folks, you can see the level of the desperation. Do you see what they just promised in Virginia and across the country? The Democrats, with the backing of the New York Times, saying they're going to repeal the entire state Supreme Court, retroactively retire them. Think about that. So basically, if you're 55 or over, you're automatically retired. That's because four of the seven justices in the state of Virginia on the Supreme Court were Republican appointed or bipartisan appointed. And they lost it in a 4-3 ruling. So they're going to try to toss him off the court and gain back four seats. And now Hakeem Jeffries, leader of the Democrats in the House, is threatening to remake courts all over the country. Why? Again, because they can't win at the ballot box in an honest election.
And we are going to have to explore massive judicial reform, state by state and at the federal level. And everything should be on the table as far as I'm concerned.
Again, folks, as I've been telling you for a long time, and Fox News will eventually catch up to me on this, so will the New York Times and CNN, 26 is only the beginning. Because a few weeks ago, if you remember, there was that census report showing a negative 60% to negative 90% immigration rate in every one of our major metros, most of which are Democrats. In other words, Trump's walled off the border, right? So it should be zero. The illegals are still hanging around, but no new ones are coming. What those numbers tell us is they're fleeing. That's forecast to cost California an additional 4 congressional seats, since for some reason we count illegal immigrants. As power is restored legitimately to the people it was stolen from, the people who are disenfranchised, us, Democrats will increasingly lose it. You're going to see them get more and more and more violent. I had someone text me today during the show on the text line and say, Tara, why don't we do this before? One answer, Trump. He's the only one who's ever given a damn about using every lever of power possible to fight for our side. It was simply considered gauche for Republicans to do this under, well, everybody else. The fact that Donald Trump's had to spend the last week kicking the rear end of liberal Republican South Carolina legislators, especially in our state Senate, who are fighting to hold on to Jim Clyburn's district, shows you what we've been up against. This is why we never filed the lawsuits, why the Democrats thought they could get away with census fraud. In fact, with Trump out of office, Speaker of the House, remember this? Kevin McCarthy never said a damn thing when the fraud was revealed. Never moved to redraw the maps. Never did anything. Why? Liberal Republicans never, ever attempt to decrease Democrat power. Because Democrat power and liberal Republican power together give us the uniparty. This is going to be a game changer in American politics. Folks, in an interview a few weeks ago before the Supreme Court ruling with Newt Gingrich, you know, the former Speaker of the House, he was very pessimistic about what the midterms were going to look like for us. By this weekend, with the redistricting decision from the Supreme Court, well, I'll just play what he had to say.
I think that the liberal elites are in for enormous shock this fall. I personally guess that we're going to pick up a substantial number of seats in the House and several seats in the Senate, that people are going to be in a state of total shock when it's over, and that it will lock down the degree to which Trump really is in the process of changing the country, probably more than any president since FDR, and that the depth of the fight is something we have not really seen since Jefferson set out to destroy the Federalists. As a historian, I think that's the most accurate parallel. Jefferson in 1796 sets out literally to methodically break the Federalist Party, which was the dominant establishment party. So I see Trump right at the edge. He's not there yet, but he is right at the edge of having a victory of such stunning proportions this fall that it becomes historically one of the 3 or 4 big break moments in American history.
Given that Newt Gingrich was forecasting a pretty dismal midterms just a few weeks ago with Larry Kudlow, I about fell off the treadmill listening to him say that. I believe him. And that is why everything else is happening. That's why you see the panic in the Democrats.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.